Over several decades, Stanford University's Mark Jacobson has developed a complex computer model to study air pollution, energy, weather, and climate. The engineering professor recently used it to address a nagging question facing the renewable energy industry. Could hurricane-force winds destroy offshore windmills?
The first thought I had was, well, maybe the turbines would extract enough power from the hurricane to diminish the hurricane, but I couldn't prove that yet unless I ran some numerical simulations.
So Jacobson, a co-author of the study in the journal Nature Climate Change, ran the numbers on three of the most powerful hurricanes to hit the U.S. East and Gulf Coasts in recent years. The model simulated what would happen if large wind farms with tens of thousands of turbines had been in the path of those storms.
And we found that the hurricanes would be dissipated quite a bit if you have large arrays of offshore wind turbines. The storm surge could be reduced by up to 79% and wind speeds by 50% or even more.
And the resulting milder winds would also prevent damage to the turbines. Jacobson explains that as the hurricane approaches, the spinning turbines remove energy from the storm's edge and slow down the wind behind it. That slowdown in turn would lower wave height and reduce the winds that push those waves toward the coast.
So by the time the hurricane gets to shore, it's significantly weakened. And storm surge is due to winds going over a long distance over the water, and the storm surge is reduced quite a bit as well. So there's these two benefits: reduced winds and reduced storm surge due to the large arrays of offshore turbines.
Storm surge leads to flooding and death, says University of Delaware professor Christina Archer, a co-author of the study. She says barrier walls or islands buffer storm surge, but the study shows turbines can also play a role.
We thought we could actually act on the wind, which is the driving force of the storm surge. And so by reducing the wind, you're actually reducing the storm surge dramatically.
Archer suggests locating wind farms in offshore hotspots where they could tap the wind for electricity, offsetting fossil fuel use and its resulting emissions and pollution. She adds they could also act as insurance against storm damage, as the study simulations demonstrate.
And so if you can be smart about it, then you can have still very, very high benefits and locally. So, for example, for Katrina, we placed the turbines just upwind of New Orleans, and so we protected New Orleans by taking action in New Orleans. So local actions had actual local benefits.
That 2005 hurricane on the Gulf Coast was the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history, with a death toll in the thousands. The study suggests that while there has been political and social resistance in the United States to installing even a few hundred offshore wind turbines, let alone tens of thousands, a wind farm would pay for itself in the long term by generating power and helping to reduce hurricane damage. Archer sees partnerships developing among policymakers, emergency managers, and the wind industry that could lead to new strategies for coastal power and protection that can also save lives. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.